welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
You know, I am going to bring up a topic that is not related to the poem for a moment. I don't know if you had a chance or our listeners had a chance to read. There's an editorial in JAMA from February 29th. It was written by a guy at RAND named Robert Brook, and it's called "Do Physicians Need a Shopping Cart for Healthcare Services?" It's a short essay. It's not a research paper. It's two pages. I just found it very provocative. What Brook asks, why it is that doctors, as we move to these electronic medical records, why are we given all kinds of good information about our patients and data and reminders, but these records are completely devoid of any information about cost? And what he does is make the argument that when doctors are provided with cost information, be they about laboratory tests or radiologic procedures, it really does decrease their ordering. And why has there been none of this in the EMR? Anyways, it's just a provocative article.
Looking forward to it.
Nicotinic acid. I think that this went through a phase a decade ago where lots of us were using nicotinic acid, better known by its trade name niacin. It's available in lots of formulations. Two most common are intermediate release and sustained release. It has two major effects on lipid metabolism. It inhibits the hepatic production of VLDL, which consequently inhibits the production of LDL, and it raises HDL. There are some clinical endpoint studies that suggest that niacin may have a mortality benefit when used as secondary prevention of coronary heart disease. Other studies found no benefit at all. So given these results, it's uncertain whether adding niacin therapy improves outcomes in patients who have achieved a low level of HDL on statin therapy. In other words, is there any benefit if they have low LDLs, but their HDLs are also low, or they have moderately elevated triglycerides? This class of drugs, the niacins, have some side effects. Many of them are known to us. About 80% of people will have flushing. Many of those, it will be quite bothersome. Also, pruritus and nausea symptoms can last from 20 to 30 minutes after the ingestion of the drug. So this article from the New England Journal of Medicine asks a very important question. Does niacin provide any additional benefit in people with coronary artery disease and a low HDL who are already taking maximum statin therapy? So is there any added bang for the buck? Mark, what did they find?
No. Okay, are we done? Okay, no. Okay, I guess
we'll
I should
talk with you again next week, Mark. Thanks.
Okay, see you later. It's called the AIM-HI study, and you know every study I think this month now has an acronym, so this is the AIM-HI. And let's see. There was only one big study of niacin, the Coronary Drug Project study. It was back in 1975, and it was moderately well designed. And they saw a small reduction in recurrent MI in people who'd had a previous MI, but no change in cardiovascular all-cause mortality. And they did see more AFib and other arrhythmias in those who were given the niacin. So in this study, which was much better designed, but focused on a somewhat narrower group, they had 3,400 people with heart disease who got either extended release niacin, usual dose, 1,500 to 2,000 milligrams, or placebo, and they were typical heart disease patients. 85% were dudes, average age was 64 years, and about 60% had a previous MI. They were all taken, not all, but most were taken beta blockers and ACE inhibitors. They all had an HDL under 40 if they were men or 50 if they were women. They all had moderately elevated triglycerides between 150 and 400. And they were all given simvastatin to get their LDL down to an average of about 70. And so when they started the study, the median triglyceride was about 160. The median HDL was 35, and after 3 years, they actually stopped the study because they didn't see any benefit in the primary outcome. And they even tried hard to find a benefit if they could. They did one of these sort of wastebasket outcomes of coronary heart disease death, non-fatal MI, stroke, hospitalization, revascularization, and absolutely no difference between groups, 16.2% and 16.4% or something like that for both. And, you know, they did see that the LDL and the HDL and the triglycerides were all prettier in the niacin group, but there was no difference in that primary outcome. There was even a trend toward a higher risk of ischemic stroke among those taking the niacin, and it was not statistically significant, but you know, maybe that has something to do with the arrhythmias, AFib, you know, seen in the other study. So the bottom line is for people with heart disease who have a maxed out normal LDL but still have a low HDL and a high triglyceride, adding niacin doesn't help. And you know, I think in general, when we have cardiovascular prevention studies, you know, think about aspirin, think about statins in general, the benefit is similar in terms of relative risk reduction between groups. So a higher risk group has a bigger absolute reduction in risk. A low risk group has a lower, but they all have the same relative risk reduction. And so if there was a if there was no benefit seen in this high risk group, it's really unlikely that we would see anything in a low risk group. You know, if anything, it would be even smaller, which smaller than nothing is, you know, nothing still.
Right, right.
And you got the side effects, and you know, the extended release are pretty well tolerated, but still, you know, it just it doesn't seem like any good reason to take these drugs. Just one last comment. I think it really made me think about how I think a lot of docs sort of freak out about triglyceride levels that are, you know, 170 or 180. And I mean, this happened to my wife, it's happened to me. And it's like, so what? You know, we have no evidence that throwing a fibrate or throwing niacin at these patients improves any meaningful outcomes. And, you know, even some concerns with, you know, fibrate use that it may even worsen some things. So as our dog sitter says, chillax about those triglycerides and low HDL and using the niacin.
Talk with you again next week.
All right. See you then.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.